Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Babli, Daf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi by the beginning of Maseches Irvin, Daf Alas, Amud Alas, at the Mishnah. Mavu Shuri Gavoya Me'esim Ama Yimayit. Now, if courtyards, chaseiros, in front of houses, open to a mavu, which is an alleyway that's open on one side to a public road, the Chachamim forbid carrying in the mavu unless there is a koira, which is a horizontal beam, across the opening, or a lechi, which is a vertical post, at one side of the opening. If the koira of a mavu is more than 20 amos above the ground, it must be lowered. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Leisarech Rida says there's no need to lower it. V'arachav Me'esa Amos Yema'it. If the opening of the mavu is wider than 10 amos, it must be reduced to a mechitza, a wall in the middle. In Me'eshlo Tzuras Pesach, Afapi Shurachav Me'esa Amos, Ein Leisarech Lema'it. If it has a Tzuras Pesach, which is a lechi on each side, a vertical post on each side, and a koira beam on top of them, even if it's wider than 10, it need not be reduced. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Amar La Stam, Rabbi Acha, B'Shem Rav, Rabbonon Yafila, Mipitzchoy Shel Heichel, Rabbi Yudha Yalifla, Mipesach Ha'ulam. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha, quoting it from Rav, Rabbonon learn the maximum height of a Mavoi from the Pesach, the opening, to the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yudha learns it from the Pesach of the Ulam, which is the entrance wall. In Mipesach Ha'ulam, Tayo Aboim Amar. The Gemara asks, well, if Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Pesach of the Ulam, he should allow only up to 40 Amos. The Talinan, Tamon, Pesach Ulam, Kavoya Aboim Amma, Roichav Esim Amma, because we have a mission that teaches that the opening of the Ulam was 40 Amos tall and 20 Amos wide. Tani Rabbiya Afilu Aboim Hamishim Amma, Tani Vakapoa Afilu Mea Amma. Rabbiya taught that Rabbi Yehuda holds even 40 or 50 Amos as kosher, and Vakapoa taught even 100 Amos. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Yehuda, Kedatei, Rabbanan Kedat Hoin. Rabbi Avin answered that Rabbi Yehuda teaches as he taught elsewhere, and Rabban teach like they taught elsewhere. Tanin and Taman, Rechein Geshoim, Hamafuloshim, Metaltalim, Tachteim, Beshabbos, Tivi Rabbi Yehuda, Rechachamim Oisim. As we have a Mishnah that says, bridges whose sides descend and make walls, which are Mufuloshim, one may carry under them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says so, and the Chachamim forbid. Ich ma de tema tamon adroi et hamaltura, she say kilo yeredes es esemes, apacha adroi es tikra, kilo she say yeredes es esemes. It's like there, Rabbi Yehuda views the edge of the bridge on each side as if it descends and seals and makes a mechitza. Also here in the Mavi, he views the koira as if it descends and seals. Because even if it's very high, Rabban hold that a koira is a heka, which is something to be recognizable, so it must be visible. After 20 amos, it's visible. Hu datei de Yehuda besukah hu datei de mavi hu datoin de rabbanu besukah hu datoin de mavi. Yehuda's opinion about sukkah is like his opinion about mavi. It's just like he is machshir a beam above 20 amos. He's also machshir schach above 20 amos. Rabbanu's opinion about sukkah is like their opinion about mavi. Just like they disqualify a koyu above 20 amos, they disqualify schach above 20 amos. The damya yetram ksheirim besukah. We reject that because we find matters that are kosher for sukkah and passes for mavi, and matters kosher for mavi and passes for sukkah. The kronim ksheirim b'sukkah upsulim b'mavi. The first difference is that to kronim, if schach was made on poles, even though the walls are only 10 tzrachim tall and don't reach to the poles, it's kosher for sukkah and passes for mavi, and sukkah has to rest on the walls of the mavi. We're being support from a baisa. If one bought four poles and placed schach for sukkah on them, it's kosher for sukkah and pasul for mavi. After the tema v'gavoyim gimel lemala mikosli hamavi, avim einik gavoyim gimel mikosli hamavi kosher. And we limit this that it's pasul for mavi when it's three tefachim higher than the walls of the mavi. But if it's not three tefachim higher than the walls of the mavi, it's kosher, and also sukkah is possible if the walls are three tefachim above the ground. And the second limitation, it's possible when it's three tefachim higher than the walls. This is when it's not four tefachim wide. However, if it's four tefachim wide, even if it's very high above the walls of the mavi, it's kosher. And the second difference between mavi and sukkah is that two plus a partial wall is kosher for a sukkah, and possible for mavi. We're being support from a writer that if two walls are four walls and they are adjacent, and the third wall can then even be a tefach, and the sukkah is kosher. V'chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, sh'tayim shel arbo, tfachim, v'shlishis afilu tefach, kosher, v'mavi adshei, v'gufaf, me'arbo, v'choysel. Strengthening the question now of, is the v'chiyah quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that if two walls are even four tfachim each, and the third is even a tefach, it's kosher, and mavi is kosher, means one may not carry in it, unless it's closed on all four sides. And the third difference, if a breach in a wall is wider than 10 amos, it's kosher for sukkah and possible for movi. A fourth difference between them is that if one draped a vine or pumpkin tree over a sukkah, it's possible, and over a movi, it's kosher. The fifth difference is mechitzas permit a mavi only up to beis asayim, and more than beis asayim, it's like a mechitza used to surround crops, or may carry only within four amas, but it's kosher for sukkah. Hamasam ruv mitzilasa v'sukkah pasula mavi kosher. And the sixth difference is that if it has more shade than sun, it's possible for sukkah, and for mavi it's kosher. Sukkah makura pasula mavi makura kosher. A seventh difference is that a sukkah roofed with beams is possible, and a mavoi, which is roofed, is kosher even without the lechi akoyim, in fact. Rabbi Ami, b'shem Rabbi Hoshea, lo sefta b'makura, ela nosan, maltura, yeshboi b'achav arbo, tvachim, materis, es amavoi. Rabbi Ami, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, said that it's not only if it's fully roofed, but that even if you put on it a plank and it's four tvachim wide, it permits the mavoi, even if it's not kosher for akoyim, means it's above 20 amos.